Thank you for listening to Alt Latino. I want to remind you about a couple of interviews you can check out on Fresh Air's podcast. Host Terry Gross recently interviewed comic Jim Gaffigan about how being Catholic figures into his comedy. And writer Dee Watkins told Terry how he went from selling crack in East Baltimore to being a writer and college teacher. You'll find those and many other great Fresh Air interviews at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This week, we have a double treat, an amazing treat. You're hearing Ibei, the breathtaking Ibei. You've heard songs by them a gazillion times here on Alt Latino. They sing in French, English, Yoruba. And if you've ever had a chance to see them live, it's a transcendental experience.
The band Ibei is twin sisters Lisa Cainde and Naomi Diaz. Ladies, welcome to Alt Latino.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And we're starting off with the song River, which I think a lot of people know you by, and also recently Beyonce played on her Instagram. So that must have been a big push for you guys, right?
Oh yeah, that was crazy. We didn't expect it at all, so it was definitely crazy.
Come to you, river, wash my soul. I will come to you, river, wash my soul. I will come to you, river, wash my soul again. Carry away my dead leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pains and complaints. Let the river take them. River, drown them. My ego and my blame. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Those old means so ashamed. Let the river take them. River, drown them. Come to your river. I will come to your river. I will come to your river. Come to your river. Wash my soul. I will come to your river. Wash my soul. I will come to your river. Wash my soul again. Carry away my old leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pain. Let the river take them, river drown them. My ego and my blame. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Those old me's so ashamed. Let the river take them, river drown them. Come to your river. I will come to your river. I will come to your river. Come to your river. Wash my soul. I will come to your river. Wash my soul. I will come to your river. Wash my soul again.
Jasmine just added a part to the song.
Yeah.
I think they like it.
Do you need a third person?
What fascinated me about the song, obviously, were the voices and the composition. But I hear quite a bit of like a taste of Afro-Cuban bata, santeria, almost, you know, some really that push and pull, that tension of that music. And your all of your music is just, it incorporates all of that stuff. You know, how do you divide that, or how do you pull all of that together?
Oh, we don't. I think that's why it's like that. We are a mix of culture. We grew up between Paris and La Habana in Cuba.
Okay, hold on. Because the audience can't see us, why don't you identify yourself first?
Oh, sorry. I'm Lisa Cainde, and I think the music is the reflect of what we are. So it mixed itself alone. It just came out like that.
Do you spend a lot of time in Cuba?
We're going once a year. It's home. I mean, personally, I have to go once a year because it's otherwise I feel bad.
And you sing in Yoruba, French, and English. How do you choose what language to sing in, and why not in Spanish so much?
I think that's the same that came really naturally. Our first songs ever were in English, and and then I started we started writing in Spanish and French, but it's not good enough. So we have to work on those. But hopefully we will be able to sing in Spanish because it's beautiful, and in French too.
So your dominant languages are French and English?
French Spanish.
And Spanish.
Which again, you haven't done the Spanish song yet.
Yeah.
No, English is not perfect.
Yeah, our English is not perfect at all.
It depends on the days. Some days it's good, and some days it's really, really bad.
But the thing is, I think it's because we listened to lots of American and English music growing up. So when we started composing, it just came in English.
Okay, ladies, let's hear another track from your playlist.
Toxic, best cover of the song I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yes, that is a great cover.
Oh, my God.
Actually, because that's a great song. That is the Britney Spears song
that
everyone
song
should listen to.
Is a masterpiece.
Yeah, that song
is a
masterpiece.
I don't know who wrote that song, but they are crazy. I love this cover. Covers are the best, and when they are really well done, they are like magical.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm sorry. Toxic, sleep, sleeping on the taste of your poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic?
She's amazing. Covers are really important. I love people that cover songs that they love, because you can really take it in another place. And this is so interesting, and I think music is about that too. Is about, because people that say, yeah, no, I'm unique, you know, I've never listened to other music, inspired by other music, that's a lie.
Bullshit.
Basically, because you know, it's music, it's all about eating lots of different things and doing a version of what you've ever heard. And yeah. I do believe in that. So I thank every artist that I've listened to during all my life. Thank you.
I'm
addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
So it sounds like you guys have always been linked with each other musically a lot. And I think that, you know, siblings always have very complicated relationships. And I think for a lot of people...
Hell yes.
For a lot of people, working so closely with a sibling and touring with one sounds like a lot emotionally. I mean, how do you guys handle that?
Well, we argue, but at the same time, when we're on stage, it's magical. So, you know, it's worth it to do it.
I think it's obviously it's complicated to work together, but we communicate through music. There's a link through music. We really feel that this is something important to do. We realized that music was important for us and for our relationship.
What if you play percussion, no?
Bata, cajon, and electronic sounds.
I think it's important to point out right now who your father was. Your father was a very legendary percussionist, Angad Diaz.
Yeah.
Who I had the honor of meeting once in the Bay Area years ago. Oh. Did you perform music for him?
No, not at all.
Never. Because we started playing together at the age of 14 or something like that. So
he had passed away
by
then.
Yeah, he passed away. We were 11.
Do you have a relationship with his music? I mean, do you look over it as a memory of sorts?
Oh yeah, his music is really important for us, of course. It's like a message. it's like a part of him. It's a message that he sent to us. So we are listening to it a lot, actually.
And we have the chance to be able to listen to his voice, because he has a lot of things on YouTube. So that's we're really lucky to have that chance.
Yeah.
What about as a drummer, as a hand drummer, someone who plays congas?
He was one of the best. I mean, for me, he was the best.
Yeah.
He had a reputation for being very melodic.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
On one of his albums, he played the melody to Love Supreme, you know, and then he tuned his congas in a way that you could play a melody. Yeah.
Actually, that was one of his obsessions. He loved the piano. He was obsessed by Monk. He always wanted the congas to be melodic. He liked the melody of it. He loved the rhythm of it, but he was really obsessed with
notes.
Yeah, with the melody. He wanted the drums to be like the piano. And I think that's really interesting, actually.
You brought in a track.
Yeah, Rezos.
Tell us about the song. Where does it come from and what album? And
it's from our father's album, Echumingua. And there's we choose this one because I love this one. And there's our uncle singing in this one, too.
So, who's your uncle?
Juanmi, El Indio. He's our
amazing singer. Yeah, he's an amazing singer, too.
And we should point out, too, that your father was also a percussionist with the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah.
So he did this very traditional thing, but his album was very not traditional.
It was
very experimental. It was a great, great record.
But actually, it's experimental, but everybody can hear it because it feels right. He liked to mix music, to mix influences, and that's really important. I think we are kind of the same. We love that. We love to mix things. I'm really proud of his work. I think it's amazing.
Misericordia, 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 miseric
Okay, we're going to take a slight detour from the EBAE playlist to remind you to check out another one of NPR's fine podcasts, Fresh Air. You can find it at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. Now, back to this great music.
So almost magical to hear these albums, because it's almost like your work is a next chapter in a continuum.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about your album, which is called Ibei, like your band. There's this real like dark sadness to that record, I think. And when I've seen you live, it's very happy and celebratory. And can you tell me where you were emotionally and mentally when you made that album?
Well, we were, I think, really, really happy to do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not for us. It's not a sad album at all. Of course, there's some melancholia in it, but it's not at all sad. Actually, we did it and we were enjoying it.
Yeah, we were listening to a lot of hip-hop music, dancing. You know, we did everything. We cried, we danced, we laughed. We did everything during those 4 months. So it was... No, we were not sad at all.
No, we were enjoying it.
I always found the album very melancholy.
Yeah, there's some melancholy. That's true, because...
Because we're talking about sad
subjects. Yeah. But at the same time, I think... Yeah, our purpose is to give hope and to say to everybody that, of course, we lost a lot of people that we love, but at the same time, we are alive, and we are happy to be here, and we are doing something, and we are making this album as an homage and reminding them with music, which is the best way ever to remind someone. And yeah, no, it's pure... hope and love for us, more than melancholy.
One of my favorite songs on that album is Mama Says.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, the lyrics really made me very emotional, and the video too. And a lot of our listeners, when we announced that we would be speaking to you, wrote in asking about Mama Says and wondering what that song is about and what it was like making it.
Sometimes I feel like the melody and the first part of the lyrics came really, really quickly. Sometimes I feel that I didn't really wrote it, that someone just whispered it in my ears, and then we worked on it for a long time, because we wanted to get it really right. But Yeah, I just wanted to write a song for my mother. I just wanted to write a song for her. I think it was important. I think everybody needs a song, you know. And I really wanted her to have her song.
Before we play the song, I want to point out that our mother is with us on the other side of the glass here in the studio, in the producer's booth. So she's never far away.
No.
Does she tour with you?
Yeah. She's our manager. So yeah, she's always with us.
The man is gone, and Mama says she can't live without him. The man is gone, and Mama says there is no life without him. She has no one to stop her tears, a man who heals and calms down her fears. She needs to wake up in her man's arms and to be loved just like a child. Ooh. at first, Mama Says was a little bit slower. And then we realized that we really wanted it to sound like a heartbeat. So we accelerated it to have this boom boom.
The man is gone. And Mama says there is no life without him. How can I tell her the way I feel? I'm afraid she'd be hurt and sink. It pisses me off. It drives me that she lets herself feel so bad.
All right, so let's go back to the song list. You guys just pick a song you want to hear right now.
I just want to put Fiddy Wap.
There you go.
Yeah, My Way, because it's just like we're listening to him on this tour in the US. When we're in the van, we're always listening to him. And it's trap music. I love trap music. You know, we love a lot of different type of music, but this is one of the music that I love. And just wanted to put him because he's always with us on this tour. So, yeah.
Let's hear this track. It's called Come My Way from Fetty Wap.
Nikki on the track. Hey.
Yeah, baby.
See yourselves doing a hip hop album sometime soon?
Well, I think the next one is going to be a little bit more hip hop because Naomi said to me that she wanted people to dance and not to cry so much.
Yeah.
Who is the bigger hip hop fan?
Oh, me. Naomi. Oh yeah, for sure.
And we will do it.
I think the thing is just finding the type of hip hop that could melt with eBay's sound and eBay's music. And if we find that, we are winners. I mean, if we find that, it's amazing. And but we have to find.
And not do, you know, the same as everybody does.
And I'm moving through the tri-state. Do 200 on the highway. And I'm swerving in my eyes.
Some hip-hop artists you'd love to collaborate with, or have you not found
for example
yet?
I have two on the list. Kendrick Lamar, Frank Ocean,
yeah,
Sweet Life.
The best song wasn't the single, But you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life, sweet, 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 sweet life. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper since you were born. The sunshine always kept you warm. So why see the world if you got the beach? Don't know why see the world when you got the beach. The sweet light.
But what I like about him is it's not just hip-hop. There's a lot of R&B in it. It feels old school. It's new, but it feels old school. I love it.
Can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting the way. You're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave. But you're keeping it so real. Whatever you like. Whatever feels good. Whatever takes your mountain high.
And it grows.
Mango, peaches, and lime, a sweet life.
Sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life.
Sweet life.
Yeah. Sweet, 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 sweet. And another thing that I like about it, there's not too much.
Not too much.
There's not too much. It's
the arrangement is
very
sparse.
It feels like he chose what was going to be in the album. There's not like too much things. Your ears really can listen to everything. And I like that. There's space.
When my son, I have a 15-year-old son, Alessandro, when he played me Frank Ocean, when he played this, it reminded me of a singer from the 70s named Donny Hathaway.
Of course.
That's what it reminds me of.
Of course.
A lot.
Sweet love.
So we're going to do a sing-along all day here. In the studio.
Yeah. My sweet love. But I think that's the best about music is that you can mix old school things with really new things, and when you get that mix, it makes it really, really special. And I think we are kind of obsessed with that because in Ibeyi we are singing really old prayers, Yoruba old prayers. And we are, of course, it's melting with really new things like electronic sounds and this, yeah, hip-hop. This new vibe of new hip-hop electronic sounds. And that's the best.
Let's go back to your list. Let's go back to your list.
I think between Nina Simone and James Blake, I would like to listen one of those.
Was it?
Let's listen to Nina Simone. She's my goddess. She's, yeah, my number one favorite female artist
very,
in the world.
Very old school.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do.
She's my goddess. She's, yeah, my number one favorite female artist
very,
in the world.
Very old school.
Yes, but so new at
right.
the same
time. Yeah.
So new. My favorite part of this song is when I heard a version of her doing this song, and she sang, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm singing it and I'm feeling emotional because, like, this is really weird. I'm really feeling emotional right now. Because saying it that many times, feeling it that many times, that was such a shock in my life. You're mine.
Thank you for bringing your special energy to our show today.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry we couldn't talk about other artists like Fink. I'm in love with Fink too. And
we are going to put all of the songs on a special playlist on our
and
website.
And Nina Makeba.
Shape of my heart.
Naomi and Lisa Kainde Diaz from the band Ibeyi.
We can't listen to more music?
We're going to hear more music, okay? We're going to just put your entire playlist on our website.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so that people can see. Because
why we like to listen.
Oh, my
to.
Gosh. There's Michelle and Degoshello.
Oh,
Amy
yeah.
Whitehouse,
she's my second.
Miriam Makeba, Sting, of James Blake.
Shape of
my
heart. We have
oh
something to say for everyone.
Oh, yeah, there's everyone.
That's, yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Best album. I love every second
Frank,
song of the
best
album.
Album.
What else? Sting, if you're hearing us, please call us. We love you.
We want to go out on one of your songs. We want to end the show with one of your songs. Which one should we play?
Stranger Lover.
Yeah, that's a good one. No one is wrong or right. I want to end our fight. Let's dance our way into the light. We never saw inside. Love is not what has failed. Why can't we both be saved? For the old games we've played, we have already paid.
We want to remind our listeners that you can hear every song that we play today on our website, plus their very extensive playlist on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you ladies will maybe check out some of the comments, right, on our comment page and have a discussion with our listeners.
Okay. Today is a new day. We'll throw. For the old games we've played, we have already paid. Stranger, lover, this day will be our last. Stranger, lover,
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We had fun.